Blog Talk Radio.
Answer. What these bitches want from us?
What?
What they want from us?
What?
While Shonda was promoted,
what?
Sunny out this smoke.
Come on.
Busy be the host.
Rapper
Meech gun tote. Neat. Crash. Nicky got the cleaver. About two. And deeper,
treat all y'all daily,
but yet and still, now y'all on some bitch shit, like that dude from True Hill, but yet and still, I'ma still play your record, 8 seasons, about to be 10, give me a second.
All systems check, 3, 2, 1.
Get ready for your DJ.
Hands down the best party mixer.
Your stage radio.
Now with the hottest party mix.
Let's get this party started.
Drop the beat.
Yeah, do it.
Do I do it soft?
Yeah, just how you was going to do it. It's beautiful like that. Yeah.
If you like, we can smoke, we can drink, we can ride. Let the windows down, enjoy the city life. It's a full moon, we can get wild, or we can be quiet. And she like, something to drink, something to smoke on. Yeah. Call me back once you get your clothes on. I'm trying to see your face. Pull up.
Mm. Yeah.
You know I'm back with shotter.
What?
Roll up.
Yeah.
I've been dreaming about you all damn day. Wait a second, I done stole third base. And I'm on my way home. Pull up.
On my way home.
And I'm back with shotter.
If roll you up.
Like, we can smoke, we can drink, we can ride. Let the windows down, enjoy the city life. It's a full moon, we can get wild, or we can be quiet. And she like, you know I hate being alone. But out of wedding I can put a ring on your phone.
Yeah. I hope you pick up. If you sleep, get up. I'm trying to set the city up.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey. I've been dreaming about you all damn day. Let's take a trip like I forgot the time I left.
Let's take a trip. You know I'm fucking with the shawty.
Yeah.
What up?
Yeah.
And now I'm bad with a shawty.
It's real life. We can smoke, we can drink, we can ride. Let the windows down, enjoy the city life. It's a full moon, we can get wild, or we can be quiet. And she like,
welcome to the stage. I am your host, Pacey.
I'm here too. It's just us.
If you know, turn the star in the building to running around doing whatever it is, Sonny the Star does. Shout to him. Shout to if you like. I'm hearing the visuals is coming real soon. And from what I'm hearing, y'all about to be in for a trip. Oh my God, can't wait. Shout out to Tori too. I like it. Nikki, how was your day?
My day was cool. I did some little errands real quick. Beneficial stuff. Cool. How was your day?
My day was cool. My day was going the way I wanted to until I got stoned. Then my day took a turn from the left. I passed out. I was not supposed to do that. Yo, you know when you get cold? That cold makes you want to get under that cover. Oh, my God. Tell me, Star, how was your day?
I'm out of shit.
They say you out of shit.
Yeah.
Well, what else is new?
It's been good.
Pretty good day?
Yeah, I got a lot of, I got some shit done. Working, putting that video together. Working on something real creative. You know?
Yeah, let's see what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Shout out to Fayetteville, man. Fayetteville is working. Everybody working, but I'm loving to be out here during the process of the 2-6 working, because everybody working. Lady Rain working. Sunday Star working. A-Game working. Smiley working. Stacks working. Tasha Bill's working. Grace Taylor working. There's some people out here working, and I'm loving it. Loving it. Nick Bean's working. Prada Louie working. Day Uno working. I love it. Love it. Keep making that music. You know, the Stage Radio love good music. So many people out here working. So many people. Shout out to Crown. How did Crown do at that show last week?
Smashed it. Yeah. He got 2 new singles out, too. I'm not all the way sure the names of them all, but he did the songs. Pretty sure. Look them up. Guala. Guapo Guala.
Send them records in, man. Let's spin them. Shout out to him. Who else is out there with y'all?
YOLO, Rude.
YOLO, Rude.
YOLO, Rude. YM, shout out to YM.
YM, man.
And that's a few people that can't. I can't even really name them all. The cars are pretty cool. Much love. A lot of support. Rest in peace, 30.
Rest in peace, 30. For real. Rest in peace, 30.
Hood the mayor.
Okay. QDA. Stats.
Everything. All of them.
Okay. Hell yeah. Shout out to all of them.
So.
Hell yeah. Trying to put a big show together for May 1st. The Stage Radio will make 3 years. We'll see how this goes. We're going to see how this goes. 3 years. Salute to God for letting us make it 3 years.
The Big G.
We call him Sonny the Big G.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Tomorrow there will be no, I don't know what these women got going on. I guess we'll find out at the end of the show what they're going to do tomorrow. I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
I might do a a guest appearance for the Women Wednesday. You know what I'm saying?
She might do a guest appearance for
man. Hold it down a little bit.
Hold it down for the women.
Yeah, I might come in, pop in, show some love. It's dead.
That might be dope.
Might be what I'm on, son.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Nikki in the building. Let's see what she's talking about. WTW. Shout out to them.
Nice. Shout out to them.
Shout out to them. Niecy, what's good? Murder Meech. What's good?
I don't foresee a show tomorrow though.
Oh, well.
I may not have access to the boards, that's why.
We'll see what happens. Whatever she wants.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Yo, but it's Tuesday. Y'all know how we do Topic Tuesday. We're going to get into this topic after Noni for President. Shout out to Noni for President. Out there rocking Noni doing what he do. I love his song. He put his foot in it. After this, we'll be back with the topic. Senator Starr in the building with Mabu Pink. We'll be back.
Check out the check, had to add it up. So focus, they think that I'm at it up. We ain't got a business, I'm bossing, they mad at the fact that I'm back and I'm tatted up. Plus strategy, some moving tactical, and I got shooters to back me up. And they gon' do what I'm asking for. Turn your little move to a massacre, abracadabra, voila. Back in this bit like ta-da. Freegus and JC and all of them guys. And throw all of them crooked police aside. The fuckers just do how they doing my kind. Now I won't talk about that on the hip. I'll gas, no brakes, I'ma dip for the chip. I'm an ape on the vibe, but I need me a grip. Simone Biles with that bag, I'ma flip. I get live for them pesos. Take a trip to the A for the payroll. And we got them case by the case. Some put away in the safe for the case closed. You know I was leaving it off for the minute. Had mentally spinning and God is my witness. Account almost negative. Read that little print, had to skip on that signature. What was you thinking? I can't be going for Nathan. I'm knowing my work can't be purchased. I'm taking. I know all I needed was grinding and patient. Consistency mixed with a gift and some faith. Kick it different than many. I mimic the grace. Had to clear up division and pivot positions to take off. All step niggas get a baseball bat to the top. I'ma knock your whole face off. I'm already shining. The fuck I look like rocking diamonds. They watching me. I got good time. I grinded and grinded and grinded and grinded. If I had to rewind it, I'd go back and grind it some more. Fall like I talk. I know. Talk like I know what I know. Talk like I'm at your throat. Popping like I am the goat. Pop it cause I cannot go. No, I can't go. I like no hoe. I'd rather your mama cry than mine. Scary ass nigga with a badge and a Glock 19. Kill a nigga, don't do time. Got my sight on a few billion, but all this killing got me blind. I don't need you tell me nothing about what the Bible say. I want an eye for an eye. You drop one, we take ten. I'm talking your sister, your brother, your friend. They don't give a fuck, ain't no conscience inside them. Time for the real ones to rise. All of them yabbas and porters you posting, bro. Where was you at when they hit up Samir? Kaepernick took a knee. Cop took it back, took a life with it, guess you ain't seeing it clear. They sending messages, my reception good, I've been peeping this shit for a minute. Young is in the field, putting work in, to the ones smirking in it. Don't get offended, just play your position and get with the mission. You tell us the fuck when it come to your pigment, but tucking your nuts and be ducking them biggers. Enough is enough, nigga, plenty is plenty. You hear me? I'm already shining, the fuck I look like rocking diamonds. They watching me, I got good time. I grinded and grinded and grinded and grinded. If I had to rewind it, I'd go back and grind it some more. Walk like I talk it, I know. Talk like I know what I know. Pop out now, I'm at your throat. Popping like I am the goat. Pop it, cause I cannot go. No, I can't go, I like no hoe. I'd rather your mama cry than mine. Scary ass nigga with a badge and a Glock 19. Kill a nigga, don't do time. Got my sight on a few billion, but all this killing got me blind. I don't need you tell me nothing about what the Bible say. I want an eye for an eye.
So you walk in. House, coming to see mama. Coming to see daddy. And you here, you walk in. And your siblings, one of your brother, one of your sisters, is in there screaming on your moms or your pops. I don't know how nobody else operates. But there's not a human that could scream on my mom's. Not a human. Not while I'm sitting there, not a human. But how do you handle it? What's your next move? What do you do? Do you just sit there and let them go at it? Do you stall on the sibling? Do you walk out? What do you do? Sonny, what you do?
I'm beating the shit out of my kid.
No, this your sibling. This your brother, your sister.
I'm talking him up, too.
And he in there screaming on your mom's, cuz.
No. I don't do that. I mean, you know, everybody, you know, that's a child. You ain't going to be disrespectful, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's not what we doing. Because at the end of the day, she's still my mom.
No, I'm not playing.
Yeah.
They know it.
They know it. They know it.
So I'm not even going to let her go crazy on him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I might.
Okay.
I might. That's on them. On my mom's, I might tell my mom's a chill. Like, you going hard.
Put something over. Let everybody know I'm serious. Both parties.
So, Nikki.
Yeah?
What you doing?
Honestly, the first time I hear it, I'm absolutely saying something. I might even do something the first time. But if my mother interferes, or this is like a continuous cycle, I'm going to mind my business. Because obviously, I need to mind my business. So it just depends, I guess, on where I'm at in the situation. If the first time, yeah, you're definitely getting a response, a reaction.
Yo, after the first time, there's not going to be a second time. Because you're going to stay. There can be a second time.
Now, there are
so after the second.
There's some parents that will jump in and defend the child that's being disrespectful. I've seen it done.
Yeah, but then when you jump in, I'm going to jump out. But I'm going to walk outside in hopes that the disrespectful child come outside. Because it's only going to be one time. You will never get two times. No human to disrespect my mom's. No human. No human. Alien, hey, listen. I ain't fucking with the aliens. Roaches, rats, snakes. Snake, I might even cut your head off. But humans? Nah. You only get one time to disrespect my moms. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw that whole nigga away. Maybe not in the way she threw the whole nigga away. But she threw the whole nigga away. And I'm going to throw the whole nigga away. After the first time, I'm going to check you. I might stall on you. I might tell you about your ass. But the second time? Oh, God. Now I feel like you disrespected me, not even mama no more. Because I told you, don't do that shit again. Because I told you. And then what I gotta do is throw that whole nigga away. It's a state.
Yeah.
We be done. So you got one time. The second time, oh boy. The third time, she just dumped, like I said, she dumped him. I'm trying to dump, no ED. But I'm understandable. But I understand that there are some parents that will work your fucking nerve. I understand because I too am a parent. I understand, like even being a parent, like parents will work your fucking nerve. And they will make you even think. Just say, yo, fuck you, yo. But don't say it.
Don't say it.
Now, I remember being little. My mom was to beat my ass for something I deserved. Because I never got a beating for something I expect and deserve. I always deserve everything I got. Oh boy. Not to say. I hope she get hit by a bus. Thank God that my wish didn't come true. But I understand some parents can drive you over the edge. They do shit. They become worrisome. Some parents don't understand that you're grown and you got to live your life or take care of your kids. They want to coach you on how to take care of your kids. They want to coach you how to take care of your marriage. They want to coach you on how to take care of your house. Take care of your shit. Let me take care of my shit. So I understand that. But that's when you say, you got it, mama.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you say, you got it. You don't go ham on her. You just say, you right. And ease out the doubt. So I had a friend. I told you about the story, Nikki. I had a friend who walked up on me. I was on 4th and Lenox. Lenox Terrace, if anybody familiar with New York, y'all know where Lenox Terrace is. Down a block from Pan Pan, where Pan Pan used to be. I don't know if Pan Pan is still there. I hope it is, because I love Pan Pan. The breakfast was awesome. But dude walked up and said, yo, I just had to check my mom's. She tried to come at me sideways. What? Damn, son. He said, yeah, I had to beat her ass. Wow.
Wow.
So we had to beat his ass. Because everybody on a block mama's board. You beat your moms up? So we beat him up for his moms. We don't even know his moms. How do you feel, Nikki, when you hear anybody disrespecting their mom?
Out of pocket. Said they can definitely get you to a point of frustration because you will always be a kid in their eyes, and I think for some parents it's hard for them to understand that your world doesn't revolve around them anymore. Because you know, as a kid it's mommy, 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 mommy. And even as an adult, you lean or you call your mom or whatever, but you still have a whole life. And they can frustrate you really easily, but you still have to remember that's your mom. Just don't say nothing back. Just do what you gotta do. Go ahead on about your business. You grown, you're gonna do what you wanna do anyway.
You gotta realize that's still your mom. You said that. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you said that.
No, you cool. You know, the Bible, a lot of parents, people like to refer to the scripture where it says honor your mother and father, but they tend to forget that there's also scripture. Right. There's also scripture that says, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonish of the Lord. So, like, don't provoke either. It definitely goes both ways. And a lot of people forget that other part. The Bible says, yeah, it also says don't provoke. You just out here picking in these streets. But you have to just maintain. It's still your parent, and you owe them respect because they did the best they could. They may not have did the right things, but when you become grown and you become a parent, you look back and you see they did the best they could. Might not have been fun as a kid or whatever it was. You look back and say, damn, commend you, because I was a piece of work.
Right. I know I wasn't a piece of work. I was a piece of shit. And I commend my mom's, because there's no way I'd have sent me away. Like, you got to go, nigga. I would have sent me away for real, for real. You got to go. You got to go, bro. Like, you... Mm-hmm. But she didn't. And she kept all of us wilding and all that. So I'm not going to have no one disrespect her because of what she did to me. If you do something to me, I'm not going to have no one disrespect her.
All right.
If you do something for me, I'm not going to have no one disrespect her. You know what I'm saying? I'm not coming. But then you say, which time? So after a certain amount of times, like I say, it's not going past twice. Three times, this may be great. But when do you say?
Because, I mean... So there's parents that when this is happening, they will stop you from defending them and say something like, mind your business. And now they're turning on you.
Yeah. I understand, and that's not cool because, first of all, you shouldn't let nobody talk to you like that. But then you got your kid talking to you like that. And I'm trying to stop your kid from talking to you like that. Are you screaming on me? That's why I get high, man. That's why I pick up my phone and call the weed out. That's why. Because life will fuck you up, man. If you're, I'm telling you, Nikki, you need to call the police. Tell me. It'll ease your mind. Stimulate your mind.
I'm good.
It'll help your mind. All you got to do is do what Nas did. And call the weed out. We'll be back. It's the stage.
Somebody call the weed doctor for me. Switches with some Mary Jane. Just a little, not a lot. Push kisses on the spot. Sweet loving she gives to me. Let go to set my mind free. I love it how she rolls. I love it how she smokes. And if you're rolling right, she gon' burn real slow. She's a necessary thing, essential for the day. Hurry up, so don't be late. You said you're on your way. I like my ganja green. I like my cannabis. And that's just everything essential for the day. Hurry up, so don't be late. You said you're on your way. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
for me.
Somebody call the weed doctor, baby. Somebody call her. Somebody call her.
Love it when you call her. Believe it's got me going. Said you're on your way.
In love with Mary Jane,
I'm not the only one. If Mary's playing games, I'll let her have some fun. She's not the kind of girl that you can tie down. She likes to spread her love and turn head around.
Somebody call the
Yo, what's good? It's the Kid QDH, man. You just tune in with Beastie on the stage. Tune in every night, 9 o'clock. It's going down.
Yeah, I'm on. Yo, it's your girl A-Gang kicking it with the stage radio. Make sure you go out and stream Run It Up and inspect on every platform. Yo, it's the stage A-Game, achieving goals around my enemies.
You too, Fort Bragg.
Yo, so... You gotta call a weed doctor. You gotta have a say that you gotta have some sort of what it called libation to deal with your to deal with them telling you you can't say nothing to your sibling while they cursing them out. Ain't no way. I'm supposed to just sit here? Just sit here? Ain't no way.
Don't feel like that.
Ain't no way. Just listen?
What?
Fuck that. It's not happening. No human. Not female, not male, not kids, not elderly. No one. But like I was asking you, Nikki, like, when did you get tired of, is there time limit, or when do you get tired of either punishing your sibling, or by beating them up, or cursing them out, shepherding for disrespecting your mom? How many times do you say before, how many times do you give them before you say, you know what, I don't care no more. Mama don't care. Papa don't care. They just let these motherfuckers curse them out, and they're not doing nothing. And every time I say something, Mama gonna check me. How many times do you say, how many times do you give it before you say, I don't care anymore?
I don't know. I'm a person who is a big fan of minding my business. So if I feel concerned enough to say something about what you got going on, and you remind me where my place is, you more than likely don't have to worry about me no more.
So just one time?
I gave one and a half. Maybe you was tripping. Two more.
Before you say, you know, I don't care anymore?
Yeah, because now you're hurting my feelings. Because you're my mom. You're my mom, and you're expecting me to sit back and accept what you accept.
And accept what you accept. And there's no fucking way I can accept what you accept. You know what that'll do for me? That'll make me say I don't care anymore, too. But you know what that'll do for me? Now, mama, when he come around or she come around, I can't be here. Because I'm a fucking kid up. And you're going to get mad. And you're going to make me mad. Then I might fuck your kid up some more.
Right, but now I'm fussing with my mom.
Because now I'm fussing with mama. Like he was. When we come back, we're going to try to understand why one sibling can curse mama out, but the other one just can't say. We'll be back
this
stage.
All these people that be judging me for my past, only thing I gotta let you know is,
I don't care anymore.
Facts.
I don't care anymore. Mine is stuck on my dough. I don't switch up on my niggas, but we'll switch up the flow. For bitch say she don't like me. Money is my kids and that pistol is my wifey. These niggas hate behind my back but swear they love me. And they don't know none of the facts the way they judge me. Levy this, Levy that, but it's a fact that Levy's strapped. And it's a fact that he lived in the trenches and stayed in the trap. Plus all the years of trapping never been a rat. Now I gotta keep it true, I done fucked up some packs. Blackie and Bob Digi, they put me on some racks. And when I die, my soul gon' relax, cause I don't care anymore. Yeah, I know what I gotta do in life, so I don't care what a nigga think, what I got going on. Hate or love me, nigga, I don't care anymore. Till death mafia. I don't care. Yeah, I don't care what these unsolid niggas do and how they portray my character. It's nothing true. Can't never fuck up my day, don't give a fuck what you say. Can't never fuck up my day, don't give a fuck what you say. My nigga, they know it's up, but these haters, they say I'm down. Till death is long live the king, cause bitch, I still wear the crown. Man, I went through so much shit, dawg, my life is crazy. Father died, my brother killed himself, feeling like the baby. Man, rest in peace, the Twister, on God, I miss you. My bro, you was my witness when I started my mission. Sometimes I feel like my soul ain't dead no more, and when they question me about bullshit, I don't care no more. I don't care anymore. Man, I don't care no more. I say to myself, if a nigga gonna be a fuck nigga, I don't care no more. I know I ain't, you know what I mean? I don't care.
Say what
I don't
care, you make it
stronger. I don't care. So I don't give a
fuck anymore. So I don't care anymore. Nah, nigga. It's 2021 and up, nigga. Anything after 2020, I don't care anymore. That boy bipolar. So bipolar.
So, what do you do? How do you feel when you watch your moms take this abuse from one of your siblings and not say shit? But then they ask you something.
I can imagine it's sad. I can imagine it's sad. Like you said, I don't want to be around it. So when something go down, you exit stage left because this is what you want to do. I don't want to do this.
I'll never come back to see mama with bro or sis. If this shit is an ongoing thing, nah, because you're going to keep getting mad. Now, suppose you watch her don't get mad at bro or sis, but she downplaying you and everything you do. She asks you to do something, you say no, and she's screaming. But I ain't say nothing about this person cursing her. How would you feel about that?
I would imagine the same. That stuff is sad. Like, that's the whole why me type thing. But I'm not, me personally, I'm not a woe is me type person. So I try to take everybody for what they are. And if something like that was going on, it would just be what it is. You're still my mom. I'm going to come around. We're going to enjoy the good times. We're going to laugh. But as soon as it goes left, I'm out. Or as soon as you feel like taking it out on me, what they don't do, I'm out. But I could never just not deal with my mom because she's my mom.
Oh,
don't
no.
stop being
no,
my
no,
mom
no, no.
because they jerks.
Oh, no, no, no. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm going to stop dealing with my mom. I'm coming through. Long as bro and sis ain't coming through. So you want to see me? Tell me when they're not coming through. Because I'm going to beat your kids up. Straight like that. I'm going to beat your kids up, man. And it's not cool to want to beat nobody's kids up. But they are her kids.
Right.
Not mine. And your kids, her kids, is being disrespectful to my mom. And again, I can't have no human be disrespectful to my mom. Like I said, the first time, if I don't talk to you, no, I'm going to say something the first time. The second time, I'm going to New York. Like August 7th on your ass. And I'm going to let it bang. Like Swamp City on your ass. And I hope it wouldn't come to that the second time. Because if you hear how these people let it bang, imagine somebody doing this to you because you disrespected your mom. Oh, my God. We'll be back. Swamp City headlining August 7th. Pull up, New York. You know we're going to talk about it. It's the stage, Nikki in the building.
I am.
Yeah. Castilla. Yeah. Yeah. Willem. Let it bang, let it bang, let it bang in the streets, let it ring, let it bang, let it bang, let it bang in the club, let it sing.
I'm getting dope, I'm about to blow, I'm moving on to better things. Yes. I'm in the mink, sitting in the coop, interior, that leather thong. My Beretta Spain, it is dead to brains. Don't ever, 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 ever go against the grain. Cause we got ace in the rain, we pain. With banana clips, we'll let it bang. Get a hit the dome and split the brains. On the streets or on the train, in the wild, wild west, it's all the same. I put your name in the hall of fame. I know it's a motherfucker, goddamn low down, dirty shame, but I let it bang.
Niggas with that tune up, got that shit that make y'all ooze up. Pulling shots like Rick the Ruler. Talking slick, my click on do ya. Have y'all screaming hallelujah. Make y'all bitches feel my rap. While you watch me do my dance. Kinda swaggy with the drip sauce. I know bitches wish I fell off, but I'm better. Oh, I'm well off. So tell me why you mad. I'm throwing stacks, I'm making cash. Bitch, I know I'm bad. I'm getting it, I'm getting it. Yo, pass me my advance. Y'all hating it, y'all see the shit. Yes, bitches, I'm back. I'm in my bag, I'm in my bag. I know y'all see these bags. I'm on my shit, I'm on my shit. And it ain't no coming back. Like, whipping the wrist, pop full of grits. Catching up quick, I'm catching up quick. Whipping the wrist, pop full of grits. Like, what? Pop full of grits. What? Whipping the wrist, catching up quick. Like, what? Catching up quick. Whipping the wrist, pop full of grits. Like, yeah.
Westside, yeah, we let it bang. Westside, yeah, they let it bang. Southside, yeah, they let it bang. Northside, yeah, they let it bang.
Holding the grip, busting my fist, talking my shit. I'm talking my shit. Holding the grip, busting my fist. I'm busting my fist, talking my shit. Holding the grip, I'm holding the grip, busting my fist, talking my shit like yeah.
Let it bang, let it bang, let it bang in the streets, let it ring. In the club, let it sing. East side,
let it bang.
West side,
let it bang.
South side,
let it bang.
North side,
let it bang.
East side,
let it bang.
West side,
let it bang.
South side,
let it bang.
North side,
let it bang.
Shout to Swamp City. Swamp, shout out to everybody coming outside August 7th, man. August 7th will be New York. We're doing it big. A whole lot going on. again. Shout out to Beastie, birthday was Sunday. Shout out to my mother-in-law. Her birthday was yesterday. Shout out to Tano Loud, Tasha Bills. Her birthday was yesterday. It's a whole lot going on, man. It's Aries season in this bitch. Oh, my God. Whole lot of Aries.
You even got to talk to. You even got to see and talk to the Get Along Gang this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Patricia and her kids pulled up.
And Ronnie Gay.
Yeah, and Ronnie. Yeah, we're gonna put the dog in there. I'm setting the stall. Come back with the drops. See what's good. It's the guy.
A bone, bitch. I'm with this pretty pool, posted at the Bonefish. Take a shot of bourbon, followed by some ale. Got out hot as hell, cause I can't waste a cell like a phone clip. Look who stepped in the room. Fresh from the vet, being groomed. If they don't rep the set, then they lose. You can bet I'm here to collect the checks in this film. West side, where my dog's at? Boy, you lying about that money, that's a ball cap. That little mutt think he fresh to death. I send him a text and say, fuck you and all cow. We came up, cause we stayed down. Y'all was laid up, we was laying down. Fuck that puppy child. We want steaks now, or this 40 bust like a greyhound. They know I'm off the leash with my dog ass. Trying to dodge these fleas with my dog ass. Been to fuck your bitch with my dog ass. Wanna watch that don't tick with my dog ass. Been to see the jeweler for some dog tags. Came up on the hoe and gave my dog hat. They know I'm off the leash with my dog ass. They know that I'm a beast with my dog ass. Who in the hell left the gate open? Let Sonny slide through like railroad. Try to steal on your dog like Beethoven. Shit, I been this way since Crayola. Showing my teeth, nigga, I ain't smiling. I've been through dog training, coulda went to college. I heard your spot be jumping, but I rock wilder. You ain't cool with the wolves, nigga, stop hollering. Now this is what I do. I drip and I drew. Put dick in your boo. Now listen, no move. You're flinching, I shoot. Put it all on my back. Do the shit for my crew. I'm finna bury every dollar. Put some diamonds in my collar. My dog said you gotta be a different Sonny. Dog, cause you're getting money. 6 shots turned to 100. Looking at my face, they can tell I'm hungry. Ears up when I'm hunting roof. Stack my money to the fucking roof. They know I'm off the leash with my dog ass. Trying to dodge these fleas with my dog ass. Finna fuck your bitch with my dog ass. Wanna watch that don't tick with my dog ass. Finna see the jeweler for some dog tags. Came up on the hoe and gave my dog hat. They know I'm off the leash with my dog ass. They know that I'm a beast with my dog ass.
yeah. It is 10 o'clock, and we on the stage radio. Y'all know what we do at 10 o'clock. We turn the fuck up. We play new music, new topics, new conversations, new all kind of shh. This is stage radio. BC, Sunny Star, Kapila, get it.
Yeah, you are not tuned in to the stage radio show, rocking with my man Beastie from 9 to 11, 646-787-8054. It's the fourth letter, who do it better?
What's happening? It's your girl, Meech Love, and you kicking it with the stage radio. Hear the hottest music from independent artists worldwide, Monday through Friday from 9 to 11. Let go.
Just the stage with Beastie and Nikki.
Yeah, the sun is 10 o'clock. Right, it's 10 o'clock. Y'all know how we do and shit. No music, no topics. What do you prefer? Pick up the telephone and call somebody or simply text them?
On team text message all the way.
Why?
Why not? I can say what I need to say, get right to the point. I don't have to listen to any elaborate stories, anything that you've told me three times. I gotta hear it again. Nah, look, bop, 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 bop. This is what it is. A lot of it, I think, comes from me working in customer service and things like that. So I talk on the phone all day. And I mean no harm to nobody else, but I don't want to talk on the phone when my work day is over. Text me.
So, a lot of things get misconstrued during text. Whereas that you can hear the person's voice, tonation, how they really feel. But over that text, a lot of text has gotten people in arguments, fights, because it was taken out of context. What do you think about that?
I agree.
But
at that point, I feel like you know, because you know who you're talking to, you know that person, and you may know when their verbiage change. All right, let me call because I'm not getting the response I need, or why am I getting one-word answers, things like that. That will make you call. But right off the bat, text me because I'm going to text you.
But you don't want to hear their voice, their tonation. You'd rather just sit there and text and hear them text. I mean, watch them text instead of hearing what they got to say straight up.
Yeah, no.
Now, if you got a question like, what do you want from the store? But if you sitting there and you got a problem with somebody, you going to text them? Yo, what's your problem?
If I have a problem with somebody, nah, I'm not going to text anyone that I have a problem with. My pull-up game is strong. I like to knock on people's doors, right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm knocking. Let me in, little pig. I'm coming.
But if you can't get there, what are you doing?
If I can't get there, I'm not going back and forth. That means I'm not going to see you. You're irrelevant to whatever you have going on. It doesn't concern me. If I can't get to you, it's no need for me to go back and forth. Text or phone calls. Because yelling on the phone to somebody does nothing but raise your blood pressure. That's something else I learned working, doing call center jobs. Those people call me. I did nothing to them. I don't even know them. But they be yelling, beefing, screaming sometimes, calling me out my name. I maintain my composure. Because what are you screaming for? What is it going to resolve? Nothing. If I can't get to you, I'm not going back and forth. Huh?
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not going back and forth. If I can't get to you, you don't matter.
We're going to go into this iPhone jumping by QBH, Sunday Star, QBH. Hours ago. I don't know which one is the feature, but we're going to get into that. But after that, I need to know what's worse. Somebody hanging up on you while y'all arguing? Or somebody leaving you on red while y'all arguing? On his phone.
Ooh,
we back.
That's a good one.
Nah, baby, I'll be. I gotta get this bread. Yeah. My iPhone jumping, my Android jumping. Try to say this, you want me. Gotta hit me in the morning. Cause my iPhone jumping, my Android jumping. I'm trying to get through the money. Yeah, I'm into the money. My iPhone jumping, my Android jumping. Try to say this, you want me. Gotta hit me in the morning. Cause my iPhone's up. My Android's up. I'm getting to the money. I'm starting to get to the money. Yeah, I be cloning the flash. Addicted to cash. I'm just roll running. Re-up from my mans. Cause I got me some slams. While my phone jumping. If you callin' my line, don't be wasting my time. And if you ain't talking about paper, I'm on my business, so time for the faking. You owe me what smiles, I've been done with the faking. Yeah, my iPhone jumping. You know I'm coming. I'm headed down Skyball. Hit the blood, now my eyes low. Got me high like a plane. Just hit me on the flip phone. 5 minutes won't be long. That's a dope boy store. Put money ready for your order. You know I'm getting to the plays and order. My iPhone jumping, my Android jumping. Try to say this, you want me. Gotta hit me in the morning. Cause my iPhone jumping, my Android jumping. I'm trying to get through the money. Yeah, I'm getting to the money. My iPhone jumping, my Android jumping. Try to say this, you want me. Gotta hit me in the morning. Cause my iPhone jumping, my Android jumping. Getting to the money, I'm trying to get to the money. Yeah. But my phone keep crying, and I can't get no sleep. I be up with a zombie, a little like Bill on my street. My flip phone for Verizon, and I get paid by the police. If it's hiding, I find it, that's one thing about me. The fans, I'ma run them up. Fix the day, you'll run up. My nigga, he a gunna what? They gon' ball like Honeycutt. She call me daddy like daughter. Don't wanna be bothered. Got nothing to borrow. Go to the next caller. Let me get my charger. Yeah. My iPhone jumping. My Android jumping. Try to say this, you want me. Gotta hit me in the morning. Cause my iPhone jumping. My Android jumping. I'm trying to get through the money. Yeah, I'm getting to the money. My iPhone jumping. My Android jumping. Try to say this, you want me. Gotta hit me in the morning. Cause my iPhone's up. My Android's up. I'm getting to the money. I'm trying to get to the money. Yeah.
So what's worse? Somebody, you arguing with somebody, over the phone, and they hang up. Bang. Or you argue with somebody during text, and they leave you on red.
It's worse for me. Because you can say whatever you want to say, but you read what I had to say. I got the last word. I don't care nothing about what you got to say, whether you respond or not. Because that red means you saw it.
Yeah.
If you hang up on me, I'm tight at that point. Because I feel like I didn't get out what I need to say. That's a big deal for me. I need to say what I got to say.
Yeah. All right, leave me on red. I agree with exactly. I'm talking about exactly what you said. You leave me on red, I'm cool with it. Because you ready. But when you say what you got to say over that phone and pay, oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, but Messenger got some shit, right? Shout out to my baby mom. Messenger got some shit, right? Well, you can be arguing with somebody, right? And they can leave the last message and block. Now you can't say nothing back. I hate text.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
You can't just in your face. Because it don't go nowhere when they block you. It says right there. And you trying to send a message back. And you can't send a message back. Oh, my God. I hate texts. I hate texts. So I agree with you. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I still think I'd rather be kept on unread than hung up on. But if you're a messenger and they leave a message and then block you, whether you hung up on, oh,
nah.
My God. Nah.
Nah. Because they blocked you. Yeah. So you can't respond. Fact. But you got to make it count. Every interaction got to count. You still heard what I said. You was a sucker and tried to have the last word. But I made every interaction count. You know what the hell's going on.
But if they got, but if they hung up on you, that means they got the last word. So
yes.
What's the difference?
Because even with a blocked message, I can't respond to you. But you still seen what I said. And it's there forever in my Cardi B voice.
You see what they say last forever.
Forever.
You seen what they said last. Oh, my God. You seen
what
they said.
Yeah, that's a nerve plucker for real, though. That is.
That's a nerve plucker, yo. Oh, my God.
This fool is so good. Shout out to Jeff tonight.
Talk to what?
The chef. Tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, chef.
That day chicken was on point.
Doing what she do. God bless the cook.
Amen. Hallelujah.
What you want to hear, man?
Oh, is it my turn? I want to hear. Oh, shoot. Look at Mish Levels on the line. I didn't see you, Danny and Mish. Murder Mish. I want to hear something by Jazz Elise. That after three. Shout out to
when
Jazz.
When we come back.
I was just wrong. Let me say hey to Mish real quick.
When we come back, we're going to ask Murder Meech the topics of the night. See how she feel about how she feel.
What she got going.
All right. Let's go.
Do that.
Off the trees, what's dreaming of you? apple tree.
That's
apple
right.
Tree.
Jamaica, stand up. We got Murder Meesh in the building. Meesh, what's good?
What's going on, y'all?
Darling, we're going to add you a topic to the day.
Okay.
So, first topic. You walk in the house. You walk in the house. Go on and see your parents. When you walk in, one of your siblings is in your parents' face screaming. What's your next move? Now, this your sibling.
I'm putting,
not the home.
I don't care. I'm putting hands. You can ask any one of my siblings. If you disrespect, you got to see me. Period, point blank, the end. I don't even care what the argument is about.
Period.
I don't care. That's it. You got to put your hands down. That's it.
Point blank. There's no way. Like I said, you got a choice to lay hands on them, sit there and listen, or walk away.
There's one thing, if y'all having words, I might try to, you know, interject and find out what's going on. But if y'all in personal space, and you in my mama's space in particular, I don't care who it is. I love my grandma to death, but I two-piece my grandma behind my mama. I don't play that. You only get one mama.
Listen what I say.
Can't really speak on the daddy's behalf.
I said, by the way, I said, no human can be sipping on my moms and I walk in. No human. Maybe the dog. The dog too big. But no human. Mama getting attacked by a bear. I'm sorry, I can't fight with it. But no human.
Nope.
No human.
I'm not compromising
but
on
what
that.
Do you...
It ain't up for debate.
Okay, but what if
nope.
What do you do if your sibling is in the room screaming on your mom? And when you say something, she says something like, mind your business.
Does my mom say that to me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm mind my business. But I'm still going to make it known that if you get in my mama's face, I'm going to beat your ass. I'm mind my business. Y'all can argue all day, but it better not look like it's about to come to blows. But if my mom don't say nothing, I'm tagging that ass. That's just it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not minding my business. I'm not. Mama will have to put me out of house because I steal my stroller. And I'm going to let you know one time only. If I come in, I can't
minding my business
yelling
means,
at my mom's.
I'm going to still be in the same room and I'm going to be in close proximity if I got to reach out and touch you. I ain't going to say nothing because Mama said to mind my business. But if I feel like it's getting escalated, then me and Mom will have to have a conversation later on because I'm going to step in.
Later on.
Now, anybody
going to say, stop!
That ain't happening.
Stop! Call the police! Stop!
One thing I can say about my mother, God bless the dead. When I'm on go, you got to let me calm down. Ain't no stop. You won't have to call the police. Because ain't nobody getting me off of your ass. That's just it. And my mom know that. So.
I walk in the house.
Sure.
And I don't give a fuck if y'all social distancing and y'all sit in the park. If you screaming on my mom's, I'm going to bust your ass. The first time, I might, you know what I'm saying, just talk to you. Like, I don't ever want this to happen again. But the second time, oh, God. I can't walk in twice.
Show ass, Mr. Postman.
But how many mind your businesses do you take before you mind your business?
One.
So anytime you come over to mama house and she say, mind your business, and you come back over there and they beefing again, and then she say, mind your business again, and then you, how many gets one?
You get one. And like I said, my minding my business is me stepping back and not saying nothing, but I'm observing. So if you moving a little closer, y'all arguing and you moving closer, you say something crazy, then it's a wrap. And I mean, I'm just going to have to take whatever consequences come behind that.
I can't even tell.
That's just what it is.
Because,
I mean, parents and kids going to argue. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But honestly, it just depends on the relationship. We weren't raised to, you know, you can raise your house, you raise your voice in this household and it'd be okay. So my first instinct is to put you in your mouth because you're yelling anyway. But if we was in one of those type of households where everybody screams at each other, that's a different scenario. I might let y'all scream it out, but if you look like you want to touch my mom, then you're going to have an issue. But in my household, we wasn't raised like that. So if you yelling and I'm the oldest, I'm coming to see what's up and I'm going to check you. And however I check you is however I check you. If I yell at you, if I snatch your ass up, if I punch in your mouth, you're going to get whatever issue you get behind that. Because all my siblings know I do not play about my mama. So only had that happen one time in life, and we ain't had that issue no more.
Okay, so what if one of your siblings is arguing with your mom's, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she not saying nothing. She just accepting. And then she turned to you and start flipping on you. Because you told her no. Or
did my
you,
mom
you couldn't do something for
me?
Yeah. And send a sibling.
Oh, well, I know how to make my exit. I know how to take my black ass home. I know how to get in my car and get the fuck. Because if I know that I'm going somewhere where it's potential that I can't be there 20 to 30 minutes without it being an issue, I'm not riding with nobody. So if I get to mom's house and she on 10 and she start barking at me, Ma, I love you, I'll see you tomorrow, and I'm out. Like, that's just what it is. I'm not going back and forth with nobody, especially not mom.
Nobody.
When you move, cool.
You
I'm going to
no
take my ass home.
That makes sense.
I learned that a long time ago. I'll see you later.
Yes.
I love you. That pisses people off, too, when you say I love you or you hit them with a be blessed. Y'all have a blessed evening and walk out the door.
Yes.
That made people mad. But y'all have a blessed evening. I'm going to go home and take my ass home.
Oh, yeah.
That's how that
going to
go.
Y'all be blessed. Yeah, y'all be blessed.
Gone, honey.
Ain't no better way to piss somebody off than to tell them be blessed and just don't say nothing else after that.
Yes.
Y'all have a blessed evening.
Yes. Okay, that's
not for them to say, but you be blessed too. Like, and then they feel stupid.
Then they feel stupid.
Yes.
Talk about be blessed. You be blessed. I
okay,
am
okay, nigga, that ain't hurt nobody because you said it bad. Okay.
I am blessed. You be blessed.
I am. Thank you, Nikki. I am blessed. And highly favored.
All right.
While you at it.
Too late. You be blessed. Too late.
God is good all the time. All the time.
And then slam that down.
Preach all the way to the top.
That down.
I'm going to drive off.
You slam that door. As soon as they open that door, you put your finger up in the air. You know that church thing? Oh, God.
So you got to get it two honks when you drive off.
Right.
Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. So next topic.
Okay.
Would you rather call somebody or text them?
It depends on who it is. It really depends on who it is. Some people I have to talk to on the phone. Other people, we can just shoot a quick little text message, check in, keep it moving. But if it's business, depending on what type of business it is, I prefer to text or email just so I can have a paper trail because niggas get amnesia when it comes to business. But it really just depends on paper trails. Let me scroll back to 2019 when you said that I'm that type of person. I hold on to all my – I keep them forever.
Yes.
So it just depends.
Me too.
Yeah, Nikki keep all her texts from hundreds of years back.
Oh, yeah. Dead ass. As long as I've had an iPhone, I got my text message 2016
That's
in
right.
time. Now, if it's, you know, if it's
okay.
like my best homie and we be talking shit, I delete those because, you know, no face, no case. But everything else, I keep. I keep receipts.
Oh, okay. So you want a phone or on text arguing. What's worse? Somebody hanging up on you or somebody leaving you on red?
For me, it's hanging up on me. Because if it's something important,
yes, God.
I'm not going to really text that. But I can't think. My grandma do that. Like, she don't even say bye. She just hang up. I still be talking, and I look, and the damn call didn't end it. She
no, I'm talking about arguing.
She hanging me every day.
I'm talking about arguing.
Oh, my God. Yo, I was the banger, okay? I missed my flip phone for the sole purpose of after I said what I said, I'm slamming that pink Samsung flip phone the fuck. I'm closing it. That's the end of the conversation. I missed my flip phone, y'all.
Are you a unread or a banger?
I think I'm a banger. I'm coming to, because I like I said, my pull-up game is strong. I like to come through. What happened? What did you say? There's no need for me to go back and forth. And if I can't get to you, I'm especially not entertaining it. What am I on the phone for? I'm not going
right.
back and forth via text, phone, Facebook, nothing, because I can't get to you. So you can be keyboard gangster. You can talk a lot of crap. It doesn't matter. But my pull, if I can get to you,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a go back and forth person anyway. I'm on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I have always been like that. Not saying that I'm the toughest cookie in the box. However, what you're not going to do is disrespect or disregard, because I'm on the way. I don't care who, how big, how bold, what they got. No, that's not the games that we play around these streets.
Hanging up on me, again, like I said, is bad. That's real bad. But leaving me on red is, oh my God.
And then, Mish, have you ever had a text message misconstrued? Like somebody thought you
all
was
the time.
Being some sort of way.
All the time.
All the time.
Sometimes I go
so
back and I'm like, yo,
y'all...
I didn't mean it. I could see it. She took it wrong. I didn't mean it that way. I'm quick to clarify some shit, especially if I'm short texting. But
so why do y'all prefer to text over calls if it's all the time?
I told you my reason.
I will
because
say...
I work on call center. I don't want to talk to nobody.
Exactly. That's part of my reason, too. But a lot of times, I don't usually text people if it's important unless it's something that I need to keep record of. Other people text me with important shit. So sometimes it's hard for me to convey a nice tone when it's some shit that's important. Like, I give you an example. My pops was in the hospital. I didn't get a phone call. I got a text. And my response was a little stank. Because I'm like, that right there, you could have called me for that. I would have answered the phone for that. But that's usually the time that my text messages get misconstrued. When it's something important, if I'm busy and I'm trying to text you and do whatever, it may come off short or whatever case is, and that's never the intention. And a lot of times I'll go back and read it, and if I can see that the person may take it the wrong way, I'll try to, you know, come back and clean it up, like, hey, I was cooking dinner or whatever, whatever, whatever. But I don't prefer to text unless it's something that I just cannot have a phone conversation with, like the kids around or some shit like that, and I don't need them ear hustling because they do that, then I will text. But other than that, I'm a phone type of person. I want to talk to you.
Yes, I'm a phone type of person. I want to talk to you because I want to know how you feel. I want to hear your tonation. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear all that. I don't want the explanation.
Well, let me clarify.
Because I might feel some sort of way.
I only want to talk on the phone to people that I fuck with. Because like Nikki said, that customer service shit, I don't want to talk to nobody. But if I care about you, I would prefer to talk to you on the phone, especially if it's something of importance or if you're going through something, some shit you just can't, you can't get the message across through text message. I got to clarify that because majority of the time I'll be looking at my phone and I see it ringing sometimes and I'm like, yo, I can't right now. I just got to decompress for a second because I'm on 10.
Okay, so you say, like, somebody texted you and said, told you your dad was in the hospital.
Yeah.
Maybe the person preferred to say, now, in the defense of the text messages, I'm not a person that's into that shit, but in defense of these people that does, let's just say they wanted you to say, yo, your dad's in the hospital. They didn't want to hear the, oh, my God! Why?
That's definitely not me. But when it comes to important stuff like that, so if you tell, okay, so let's just say it's me and you texting. I'm a very fast texter. So by the time you tell me my dad is in the hospital, I'm asking you when, for what kind of test they running. You ain't even get the response to the first question. And I didn't hit you with 50. So I need to talk to you on the phone.
Oh, I know.
Because now I'm getting short patient. Okay, you know how to text.
I know. That'd be 10 texts before I get to the one back. Which one should I respond to?
Yo, shout out to Apple for the reply. So now you can reply to a specific question. So I know what the hell we talking about.
Yeah, shout out to Apple. Yes. Yes, shout out to Apple for the reply. Yes. Because, boy, I'll tell you, I'd have gone. I'd be like, I'll catch you one thing, and be 10 more coming. Like,
that's
dang.
Why I don't like texting.
No, that's why I don't like texting.
If it's so
but
quick, like,
you,
hey, we having a such and such, you come in, yeah. Huh?
I said, but Nikki enjoys it. Like, that's her.
Listen, and me too. And Nikki got our own, we got our own lingo. We can have a whole conversation with nothing but gifts. That's my
right. Right.
No.
Not a word spoken.
Yeah, we're gonna go into this tattoo because I've seen the one a tattoo. But I'm scared, man. I'm not scared of the pain. I'm scared of hitting dudes.
I'm telling you, I don't think you're going to do that. I don't think you're going
to
hit them. And they have numbing cream now, so they can numb you wherever you're going to get the tattoo up.
They put numbing cream on you, bitch?
My bad, I got kicked off. I didn't even hear what y'all was talking about. What about numbing cream?
Did they put numbing cream on your tattoo?
I like the pain. I like to feel that. Mm-mm. I don't want no numbing cream.
Insane.
I have a very high pain tolerance. Tattoos do not bother. Well, let me say this. I haven't had a tattoo in an area that's a little bit more prone to pain. Like, I've gotten mine in a little fatty areas. I think the worst one was maybe the one on the back of my neck and my lower back. Those two hurt the most, but it's still tolerable. I don't understand. I don't know. I guess my tolerance is different because I don't need no numbing cream for that.
Give me the cream.
I might need one though because I need a cover up done. That shit might actually hurt.
Give Me the Crack. Nani Laila Tattoo. That's her joint. We be back. Murder Beast. She's building with my boo pin.
If I wanted to, I wouldn't leave if I'm running away. A solid reason I like this permanent. Drawn to you like a tattoo and I couldn't leave if I wanted to. I wouldn't leave if I'm running away. A solid reason I like this permanent. Permanently indebted to you. But though that's so like who is selling to you, I like I ain't got to sell it to you. Netflix and chillin', we kick it in Hulu. My warrior, my Zulu. I ride them like it's Susu. Through hell and back with wings attached, I walk down with my tutu. And when I fall, he pick me up and kiss on all my boo-boos. I sit perplexed, I won't care vex you, but invest in you. And that's a bet, let's get the grind around your bus and shekels moves. And you know you my sucker, sucker, sucker. Big fire, gone bust, trappy. A big sip and keep his lips on hush, nana. He keep his lips on hush, nana. Turn to you like a tattoo and I couldn't leave if I wanted to. I wouldn't leave if I'm running away. A solid reason I like this permanent. Turn to you like a tattoo and I couldn't leave if I wanted to. I wouldn't leave it, come run away. A solid reason I like this coming. And you can get it anywhere and anytime. I'm on the do list and you even on my mind. And send them by the way you keep an appetite. Breakfast in bed with the pennies on the side. To decide on my life, give me your word and make it divine. And now, give your life that you could put that on. I ain't got no champagne, which is talking champagne with ya. I'm the victim, I'm the killer, I'm the pressure, I'm the healer. Give me pressure, make me feel it in my chest like a hiccup. This is the round table, hold it down and let me lift ya. Get from around the kid before my daddy bring the blister. Dick me down, dick me low, I'm calling a nigga rich. I love, this a perfect picture, yeah. My love, got a shorty slipped, yeah. And I am high, yeah, I am high. You got me high, you got me high. Don't know you like a tattoo and I couldn't leave if I wanted to. I wouldn't leave if I'm running away. A solid reason I like this permanent. Don't know you like a tattoo and I couldn't leave if I wanted to. I wouldn't leave if I'm running away. A solid reason I like this permanent.
Shout out to Nani Lailo. I'm just not a text person. I prefer to pick up my phone. If you argue with my moms, I'm going to bust your ass. And I'm afraid to get a tattoo.
Thumbs it up. All right.
Nikki, so when you get yours?
I'm not.
You gotta get that beefy.
You gotta get beefy. I have no desire to get a tattoo. I used to want a tattoo that left. And yeah, no. Mm-mm.
Gotta get beefy on your lower back. And big letters. Big letters.
The mm-mm is just getting stronger and stronger. Mm-mm.
talking about big letters. At least, mm-hmm. at least 6 inches each letter. At least 6 inches.
I mean, you go for
a while now. But you gotta get each letter.
You can get, okay, what you want, 7, 8 inches, 9, what you want.
Okay, what you want? Like, what? It's not happening.
Look, BC, you get yours first.
Like, right.
Get Nikki name padded so she knows it's real.
We got to be sitting in two separate chairs getting it done at the same damn time.
Oh, Lord.
That's
you ain't
got to
prove nothing to me.
Lucy, ain't nothing to be scared of, man. There's nothing to be scared of.
All right, so when we going to go, Mary Lou?
You know what? If my money come through, we can go next week. That'll be my birthday
next
gift
week.
For myself. If my money comes through.
My
hey, you can't stick it out.
I thought she was going to say next month.
I know. I know you. That's why.
She said next week. Fuck me up. Hold on.
Watch you going to be like, man, me so sick, man. I just woke up.
Nah. You know what I'm going to do?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go get an N. Just the
end. Oh, what? The fuck?
The end. And see how the end feels. Then the next time I'll go get the I. Then
stop
we wait,
it.
You know, 6 months later, we get the K.
You just got to get
oh,
it all done at one time. After, like, the first couple of letters, it get numb from the vibration. You good after that. Just get it somewhere
I'll
where you
have the whole
where you have, I'm get it somewhere
you
where you have some fat.
I know he's going to like it because...
You cannot be kicking it out, sir.
When he is in his thinking mode or whatever you want to call it, he
mm-hmm.
cuts his hair. He cuts his hair. So the constant from the clippers, he does that anyway. It's just
right,
be,
so just get a
tattoo.
Yeah, bro.
Where
I'm trying to get a whole cover up. Less. That ain't going to hurt nowhere near. These are a couple letters. We're going to get the chapter.
Let me know what that tweet is going. Where go? Nikki, we're dragging
okay.
Nikki. Nikki's getting
look, I even try to get
I'm
Rob to come on board. He always down for a new tattoo.
No, you're going to...
Yeah, Rob. No, you're going to get some shit.
No, I'm
getting
not getting
shit.
Nothing.
Don't be scared.
It's too late for me. It's too late for me.
No, it ain't.
It ain't never too
late. Yes, it is. If I don't have
never
a tattoo
too late.
By now, ain't no sense in it. It's no sense in it. What are you doing in here?
Nikki.
What?
He's talking about what are you doing in here? Who got mad at me?
Why are you here?
What happened to a tattoo ass?
It's
nah,
too
it'd be
late,
old people
man.
In there getting
it's
tattoos. Like, they having a new lease on life, and they want to go get tattoos and shit.
See? My lease is not up. I got the same ass lease. I'm not getting no tattoos.
Yo, you know what would be crazy to me? Every story about the tattoos. Every story about you. First of all, you got to get these needles put in your arm to get the tattoo. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Now, after the needles, right, the shit dog is over. We made it through day. We made it over.
Yeah.
This shit scab up.
Yeah.
And it start itching, and you can't scratch it. And you can't
but you
scratch
smack it.
Smack it.
Smack
now,
it.
You look like a woman beating the shit out of her head. When she got
that's
a brain
right.
done.
Right, that's
all
right.
What else?
That's
you got?
All right, Nikki.
You still not selling me on not getting this test? You haven't quite sold me yet.
No. But then you got to wait for the stamp to come off for it to be fresh.
Mm-hmm.
I want my shit to come out the stove fresh.
It will.
That's not how
then
that works.
Then it will stab up.
I don't want to have to buy my pants, iron my pants. No, iron my pants, wash, dry my pants, and then have to iron them to get them to come out fresh. I want them to come out fresh. I want the tattoo to come straight out. No scab, no nothing.
Some people don't scab as much as other people.
Some people. I'll be the dickhead. Shit, scabbed up.
I really think it depends on...
I ain't looking like Willie Long.
The one on my back didn't scab really bad. The one on my forearm did, but I guess that's because it was exposed. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't like, oh, my God, that's nasty looking. I didn't have those type of issues. I kept it clean. I kept it dry. I put my Neosporin on there like I was supposed to, and I was good in about a week.
Then you got to doctor it up, Neosporin and alcohol.
Yeah. No, you're doing too much alcohol now.
You got to put that
you clean
your
antibacterial soap. And put that Neosporin. Matter of fact, I went and got some of the triple antibiotic cream, and mine's actually healed faster. That's my little secret. That's what I use. Mm. But it's time for some ink therapy. It's definitely time.
So let's go.
Mm. Let's go.
It's time.
I'm gonna even bring Rob because he be trying to tell me I don't need no more tattoos. Oh. But I need to. If I don't get nothing else, I need a cover up. I have to.
Okay.
I don't have friends that tell me not to do stupid shit. Well, let me say this. I didn't have friends at the time to tell me not to do stupid shit when I'm drunk. I need to get cover up done.
That's what I think I'm going to have to be. I think I'm going to have to be drunk.
So you're not
sober,
supposed to be technically because alcohol thins your blood. But I had, it was
die?
My birthday and I had already been drinking.
What?
No, you just it bleed your See, there you go.
You can die.
No, what I mean is when you drink alcohol, it makes your blood thin. So when you tattoo or get a tattoo, it'll bleed more than it would if you didn't have alcohol in your system, is what I'm saying. So no alcohol.
This one's a gusher.
Right.
Get out of here. He's bleeding all over the damn place.
There's a bleeder. I don't know.
Yeah, they tell you not to drink before you get it tested.
It's bleed. Because I've been in tattoo parties, especially
mm-hmm.
with the cousins, trying to stop before he get his tattoo. And I don't think he'd be bleeding all over the place. But I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, maybe shit's different now, but I've always been told not to drink before you go get a tattoo done. But I damn sure make
that.
Yeah,
different blood, that's all.
Huh?
Sunny got different blood, that's all.
What'd you say, Nikki?
Sunny has different blood.
Oh, yeah.
He can handle and tolerate a lot of things the average human cannot. So I wouldn't use him as a marker.
Yo, he said
relaxing. I'm telling you, that buzzing sound, once you get past the initial discomfort, I'm not going to say pain, I'm going to say discomfort, it becomes numb. Unless the person is heavy-handed, I've never had a tattoo where it's like, I'm never going to get another one again. It depends on what type of tattoo you get. If you get one that requires a lot of shading, then you're going to be in a little bit more discomfort than somebody else that might just get like a, you know, a quick name or something drawn on there. But I wouldn't go crazy for your first tattoo. I would get something small in an area that has a lot of fat in it so you can have some cushion. You'll be all right.
You going to be up.
I want to get Mickey home face on my back.
Oh, my God. Don't be crazy.
Oh.
That is crazy.
Like home.
They're
going to be
kicking your ass up off the floor because you know you're going to pass out.
He ain't doing it. Weirdo.
I want to get a whole face.
No. No regrets.
That is weird. No regrets, right? That's so weird.
Mickey, what you do? I come back home one day, take my shirt off, and you look at my back and your whole face.
I want to say,
yo, back tattoos hurt.
Said. That's so weird.
Back
that
that's
no
not
shirt.
Nice. Right, what are you doing?
You could have just got a shirt, dude. I'm talking about your whole face. I'm talking about the
that
whole cheekbone. All that on my back.
Let me go on the record as saying, I do not approve this method. That is weird.
Sorry, everybody that prays for my boo baby. She's going through something tomorrow. So we might, there's a strong chance we might not be back tomorrow. But I'll see y'all Thursday, prayerfully. And I wish y'all a good night, Murder Meesh. I don't know what she doing, but I'm going to try. Now, if I hit this man, it's not my fault.
I don't think you're going to hit the van. I think you're going to like
Listen.
It because you're a weirdo, and you're going to like it.
Every season, Aries like weirdo shit. So I'm like, we be back. Not tomorrow, Thursday. Pray for my
Good
baby,
night.
Man.
Good night.
Do they want the light? I think they want the lamb. I'm trying to be like Jesus with everything that I am. I think they want the light, or do they want the lamb? If you ain't got a mean, you don't think that you understand. I think they want the light, or do they want the lamb? Do they want the light? Do they want the lamb? Do they want the light?
And throw hands for it.
Yeah.
Invading my face, that's a no-no.
Yeah.
Don't the trunk with the boys, that's a no-go.
Yeah.
Everything that I got, God gave me.
Yeah.
Can't have my cookies, God made these.
Yeah.
If I die before I let you come and take these.
Yeah.
If I love my joy, faith and peace.
Yeah.
If you want it, got a tune, we can teach this.
Yeah.
45, 45 with a plate flip.
Yeah.
Got a whole lot of love, so I can't feel.
Yeah.
I don't know about them other cats, this came here.
Yeah.
Just cause I ain't bitch your head off, don't mean that my teeth ain't sharp. Ain't got a fit, whole different job. Got bigger orders from my
they
God.
They want the light, I think they want the lamb. Trying to be like Jesus with everything that I am. I think they want the lion, or do they want the lamb? If you ain't got a meal, you don't think that you understand. I think they want the lion, or do they want the lamb? I think they want the lion.
Mother love in the building, homeboy.
Think they
lions
want the
and
lamb,
lamb homie. Let's go.
Think they want the lamb.
Okay, they want the lamb, well here I am, bro. Trying to be like Jesus the best way I know I can, so I play the carpet, let these folks keep stepping on me. Telling Peter to chill, we ain't pulling no weapons, homie. So I'ma take the